In today's headlines, two men found guilty of a number of the murder of an Indigenous teenager in Perth's eastern suburbs in October 2022 are being sentenced in Perth today. Traditional custodians will travel to Paris next week to raise concerns with the United Nations about draft decision to deny a World Heritage listing for WA's ancient Murrinjaga rock art collection. And the opposition continues to push for Australia's defence spending to be lifted, claiming current spending is not adequate to meet the threats of a volatile global environment. That and more coming up in the news. Two men found guilty of the murder of an Indigenous teenager in Perth's eastern suburbs in October 2022 are being sentenced in Perth today, 27th of June. Cassius Turvey is a Noongar Yamatji boy, died in hospital 10 days after being chased into bushland and bashed in the head with a metal pole in October 2022. Jack Stevens, James Bearley, and Brodie Lee Palmer were convicted in May of murdering the 15-year-old boy after a 12-week trial. Another man, Mitchell Colin Forth, was acquitted of murder but found guilty of a lesser charge of manslaughter. The victim's mother, Michelle Turvey, has told the two-day sentencing hearing her son was a gentle giant who was respected by the community and his death has left her and others traumatised. She read from her victim impact statement outside of the court.
Cassius was not just part of my life, he was my future, my family and my home. The day he was taken from us is the day my world shattered. He was murdered.
A Brisbane 15-year-old has been charged with the murder over the alleged fatal stabbing of a 58-year-old man in the northern suburb of Clayfield. Police say a teen house party was underway at the address when they arrived at the scene. The dead man was known to the teenager, who's been charged with one count of domestic violence murder. Inspector Jane Healy says they found the victim upstairs with critical injuries.
When we got here, it was quite a chaotic scene. There were about 30 young people here having a party. After we were able to establish and make safe the scene, we did locate a male person up on the top level of a residence.
The teen was refused bail and will appear in Brisbane Children's Court later today. Indonesian police in Bali have paraded the three Australian suspects involved in a shooting of fellow Australians earlier this month. The suspects, all in their 20s, were arrested after a nighttime attack in the villa on the resort island of Zvan Ramenovic and seriously wounded on the island, killed Sivan Ramanadik and seriously wounded another Australian man, Sanar Ganam. Bali Regional Police Officer Daniel Adajaya said a witness heard a commotion followed by what sounded like an explosion.
On Saturday, June the 14th, 2025, at around a quarter past midnight Eastern Indonesia time, a witness who was residing next to Casa Somtisya Villa heard a commotion followed by a loud explosion. The witness and a friend then checked the location and found that the villa door had been broken in.
The neighbours found the body of Mr. Rabinovic in the bathroom. Traditional custodians will travel to Paris next week to raise concerns with the United Nations about a draft decision to deny a World Heritage listing for WA's ancient Murrinjaga rock art collection. There are more than 1 million petroglyphs at the Pilbara site, which is adjacent to the Woodside gas plant. Last month, UNESCO indicated it would not be approving a World Heritage listing for the petroglyphs because of damage from nearby industry. UNESCO's decision came as the state federal governments gave Woodside permission to extend its Northwest Shelf gas plant for another 40 years. An experienced police officer shot dead at work will be farewelled by loved ones at a private funeral with a guard of honour. Tasmanian Police Constable Keith Anthony Smith died on June 16 when he approached a property in rural Tasmania to deliver a court-ordered home repossession warrant. The 57-year-old's death marked the first fatal shooting of an officer in the island state in more than a century. A 46-year-old North Mottin man has been charged with murder, attempted murder, and aggravated assault. Family, friends, colleagues, and other invited guests will mourn Constable Smith at a private funeral in Devonport, followed by a guard of honour and funeral procession through Devonport and Ulverstone. The opposition continues to push for Australia's defence spending to be lifted, claiming current spending is not adequate to meet the threats of a volatile global environment. On the sidelines of the NATO summit in the Netherlands, Defence Minister Richard Marles resisted pressure from President Donald Trump to lift military spending, saying Australia would decide its own spending levels to meet its own military needs. His comments were made after NATO member countries, Australia is not a member, agreed to increase defence spending targets by 5% of GDP. Opposition Defence Minister Angus Taylor says the government must follow suit and increase defence spending to at least 3% of the GDP to ensure its military is prepared for an increasingly unstable global security environment.
We need to have the serious capability on the ground to be able to play our role in this more uncertain world. That means getting spending to 3% of GDP, and that was a position we took to the last election, and it's a position we maintain, and we will continue to hold the government to account on its failure to fund its own plan.
In New Zealand, Māori Te Pāri MP Takutai Tash Kemp has died in Auckland while waiting for a kidney transplant. Ms. Kemp, first elected in 2023, died in the early hours of Thursday morning, according to the party statement, which described her colleague as heartbroken. TVNC reported that Ms. Kemp was on the waiting list for a replacement kidney following her diagnosis in July 2024. And her death surprised her loved ones. New Zealand Labour Party MP Pini Hanarari says he was shocked by the news.
Ko tōna mana, ko āna uri tonu kei te whenua, e tangi tonu ana mātou ki tōna whānau, me wāna mokopuna maha. It's with a really heavy heart. And great sadness, I acknowledge the passing of our good friend, colleague, Nan, a mum, and a wonderful, wonderful community leader.
Question time has been cancelled in Parliament on Thursday as a mark of respect. The head of Ukraine's army, General Oskar Suski, says his troops have stopped Russian advances in the northeastern border region of Sumy. During a visit to the front on Thursday, Sursky said the line of combat has been stabilised and that the Russian summer offensive in the area has been choked off. Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky called the European Council for strong sanctions and an oil price cap via video link on Thursday. He said sanctions were the most effective way to suppress Russia's appetite for war.
The key targets should be Russia's oil trade, its shadow tanker fleet, Russian banks and other financial instruments, and the supply chains that bring equipment or parts for making weapons.
European Union leaders called for greater efforts to help meet Ukraine's pressing military needs. In football, Holly McNamara has scored her first international goal, but new Matildas coach Joe was left with plenty to ponder after his side scratched an unconvincing 3-0 win over Slovenia in Perth. In rugby league, the four-time defending National Rugby League champions, the Penrith Panthers, have defeated the top of the table Canterbury Bulldogs 8-6 points. That's all for the news, sport and weather for NITV Radio.